Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. December 4th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Willie, we left Currumbong Friday morning. We had a breakdown. The back gearing of the pole broke. I had anticipated a good ride with May and the babies in the Surrey, but this brought us up very suddenly. We could see no way out of our difficulty, but Brother Hughes came along with his team. He had three passengers, and he saw our situation and, notwithstanding our load, put us on board his carriage, sending one of the passengers back. He drove up sharp, and we would have been in plenty of time, but the cars were 25 minutes late. We left Ernest and May and the boys to wait until Brother James, who had carried our luggage, came back and took them home. We came very comfortably. All are working here very diligently. There are all of 40, they say, keeping the Sabbath, and it is now the trial comes. Brother Sharp has been convicted of the truth a long time, and when he at last decided, he was discharged from the firm where he had done good work for 14 years. He feels this keenly. His wife is not a Christian, and she has no faith, and she sees before them starvation. When he told her he was discharged, she went into a fit, and it was a very critical case for some time, but her life was spared. We think he is just the one who will do good work in the health home, as bookkeeper and as general agent, as manager, for this is the work he has been doing. The wages will probably be less than he has hitherto received, but he has no money laid by, and his case demands attention now. We think he might connect as manager of the health home. I do not think Brother Crothers will be a proper representative of the health foods. After the Sabbath morning meeting, Brother Sharp called at the mission home, and I had an interview with him. He seems really in earnest now, but very much disappointed in being discharged, because there was very little work he has done on Sabbath, but the separation has come between him and the firm after a month's notice. He is a musician, plays the organ, and is a superior performer. His case demands attention. This morning, Sabbath, there was the largest number in attendance that there has been on the Sabbath since the camp meeting. In the afternoon, there was a tent very well filled, more than any Sabbath afternoon. It was a large congregation. There was a social meeting after the discourse. Many good testimonies were borne, and quite a number testified that had just commenced to keep the Sabbath. This evening, Elder Haskell and wife and Brother Starr and his wife are filling appointments for visiting. Brother Starr and his wife have an important invitation to visit a family this evening, also Sunday morning to visit and take breakfast with a family who are interested. They want the scriptures explained, which our brethren are very glad to do. Invitations are coming in, and the interest seems to be extended. One dozen more workers can find plenty to do. The work is of that kind now that requires experienced workers. Brother Starr thought Sister Walker could help some here in the mission. He proposed this to me as soon as we came here. She will be a good one to give others the benefits of her experience. They thought she would be better pleased with this than to go to Currumbong at present. I wrote this hoping to get it copied, but cannot. Read it if you can.